God's kingdom is advancing around the world, and we're about to show you how. We'll visit Iran, Pakistan, the U.S., and Albania. There's even a little time left over to stop by Mexico, where the people of Oaxaca are hearing God's word for the very first time. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. While the world talks politics regarding the nuclear deal, the future of Christians in Iran is unclear. But the Voice of the Martyrs believes that, if anything, the persecution of believers will only get worse. VOM's Todd Nettleton.
This deal clearly seems to strengthen the Iranian government, to give them more of a position of strength within their own country, and putting them in a stronger position internally in Iran likely means that they will have more ability and more opportunity to persecute Christians.
So what can Christians possibly do to make a difference? The answer is simple, yet effective.
We need to pray for that part of the world, pray for our government leaders, pray for the leaders of Iran. One of the things that I often encourage people to pray is that government leaders inside Iran will come to know Jesus Christ in a personal way.
Look for the featured link section at missionnews.org for ways that you can get involved. We do like to talk a lot about getting involved. People want to be able to do something about a story that they're listening to. In this case, for this next story, the call is going out for the prayer warriors. Persecution watchdog groups have been following Asia Bibi's case on apostasy charges since her arrest in Pakistan 6 years ago. And let me tell you, it hasn't gone well. She's been convicted and faces the death penalty. But the first hearing in Pakistan's Supreme Court on her appeal is on the schedule. That's for next Wednesday, July 22nd at 9 a.m. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Center for Native American Youth says suicide rates among Native American kids are more than double the national average. But why? Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says there's a lot of pain in the communities, and it comes at a young age.
Sexual violence against women are horrific. Life expectancies for Native men are 20 to 30 years less than for non-Native men. It is almost unspeakable and unimaginable. But this is about hope. We call it a summer of hope.
RHM is doing their annual summer outreach program called On Eagle's Wings. It's to share the gospel with young natives. Then those kids are given the chance to spread the word among others.
They are finding out that God can do things through them that have never happened before spiritually on these reservations. And one after another, they are beginning to sense the call of God on their life.
So go to our website to help On Eagle's Wings build a bridge between Jesus and the First Nation. Building bridges and redemption. Those two concepts are part of a bigger one, and that is second chances. Send International shares the story of missionaries in Albania who wanted to do just that with the Roma community. They face a lot of bad stereotypes, and the couple wanted to send them a different message. So they got an old building that was neglected, fixed it up, and today it's a bustling ministry hub that's also teaching business as missions. It's a great story, so read the rest of it at missionnews.org. It's pretty obvious when buildings change, but what about individuals? I mean, how do you know if a friend who says there's a Christian isn't just faking it? Audio Scripture Ministries, Jim Loker.
As we see people's lives change, as we see them coming together into small groups or attending church, we know that God has gotten a hold of their lives. This isn't some religion.
In southern Mexico, audio New Testaments have been translated into local languages since 2002. The seed of God's word has been planted. And now it's starting to grow.
It's very, very exciting to see the Word of God having been translated, recorded, and now placed in audio Bibles. And as people listen, the Word of God really is bringing back some great results.
Over 850 people have been baptized in the last couple of years.
God's Word is taking effect, and as we plant and water, God provides the increase.
If you wanted to investigate that more, we've got a link to the Audio Scripture Ministries page at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.